from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, June 23rd. Carnival announced on Wednesday morning that starting next year, they'll be adding more ships to their North American lineup. In a unique partnership called Costa by Carnival, the line will operate Costa Venezia out of New York City starting in the spring 2023, and then Costa Firenze out of Long Beach, California the following year. The first ship to sail here under the Carnival Costa arrangement is Costa Venezia. That's a Vista-class ship that was launched in 2019. Both vessels will be staffed by Carnival crew members and keep the original Costa name. With the addition of these two ships, Carnival Luminosa, Carnival Celebration, and Carnival Jubilee, the line will operate 28 ships by 2024, well, unless they get rid of some before then. And like a phoenix rising from the ashes, bankrupt Crystal Cruises will be returning to service next year with at least two of its original ships. It was confirmed on Wednesday morning that ANK Travel Group acquired both the brand name and the two former Crystal ships, Crystal Serenity and Symphony. They went up for auction earlier this month. Last week, we reported that both ships sold at auction for $128 million. The new owners, ANK Travel Group, is headed by the founder of Silver Sea Cruises before he sold to Royal Caribbean Group. And finally, a story of a couple that's living their life to its fullest. After a 2.5-year lockdown in Australia, Marty and Jessica Anson just embarked Princess Cruises' Coral Princess in Brisbane for what will be 53 back-to-back cruises. Wow. The sailing will include 795 sea days and two 110 round-the-world cruises. Now, the couple, who already has over 30 Princess sailings under their belt, so they haven't ruled out even adding more sailings to this just to extend their time on board. The secret for not driving each other crazy in the small cruise ship cabin? They said you don't have to be attached at the hip. There are days we only see each other at night in the cabin. Good for them. You only get one life. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 0.5%, 9.61. Royal Caribbean down 1%, 36.71. And Norwegian flat, 11.48. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Royal Caribbean's Odyssey of the Seas at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.